It was a dark and dreary New Year's Eve.
The clattering of the dishes being washed could barely be heard over the noise from the Zook family.
They were all arguing loudly, again.
It seems that nobody in the Zook family liked doing dishes or cleaning up after supper, so they always argued about that.
They seemed to fight over the smallest things.
This time, the argument was about the family pet Rufus. Rufus has been adopted by the family 7 years ago from an animal shelter. When the Zook family got him, he was not a puppy, not a grown dog. He was a teenager and everybody loved him immediately.
Rufus is a black Labrador and has shiny black fur and shiny black eyes.
He came from a litter of 7 other puppies. Julia, the daughter in the Zook family, had brought Rufus a red collar for his first Christmas, and she also taught him several tricks. Rufus knows how to catch a frisbee in the air and hold a dog treat on his nose until his owners clap their hands together.
Julia and her brother Bob were excited for the New Year's Eve celebrations, but things were not beginning very well. The arguing continued while the dishes were being done and things were getting louder and louder.
"I wish we could just watch TV," said Bob. Then they had a better idea. "Why don't we ask Dad if we can take Rufus to the fireworks display at Science North?" "That would be fun," suggested Julia. "He'll be too frightened of the fireworks, kids," said Mr. Zook. "Besides, it's miserable out. Why don't you go and get out some board games and play nicely together?" All of a sudden, there was a loud boom of thunder, and the rain began to hit the windows. Rufus was terrified and ran to the basement, but nobody noticed that he ran downstairs. The family was so busy arguing that they didn't notice that Rufus was no longer in the kitchen with them. Only when the dishes were clean and put away did the children notice that Rufus was missing.
"Hey, where's Rufus? Mom, Dad, have you seen the dog?" they called.
Frantically, they began to look for Rufus.
"Rufus, Rufus, where are you? Come on now. Rufus, good dog." Julia and Bob began searching behind the couch, in the corner of the kitchen, and beside the piano. They even looked in the bathtub, but Rufus was nowhere to be seen.
By now, the storm had progressed and was sounding quite scary. The wind whirled loudly around the house and the rain had turned into hail. The lights in the house started to flicker, and then suddenly the whole place was in darkness. With a flashlight in hand, the children walked to the rooms in the house searching for Rufus. "Rufus, come, puppy, come. Where are you? Come, boy, come on. Are you okay? Come here." The black Labrador could not be found anywhere in the first or second floors of the house. The last place Julia and Bob thought to look was in the basement. The children tiptoed their way down the creaky stairs. Lightning flashed through the small basement windows. The children jumped right off the floor. The storm was crashing and flashing around the house.
"Where's that glare coming from?" asked Bob. Suddenly, Julia noticed that one of the basement windows was open.
"Oh, no!"
they both yelled at the same time.
"Rufus jumped out the window!"
The children rushed up the basement stairs and ran outside. Mr. and Mrs. Zoot were playing cards by candlelight, and they didn't notice all of the running around.
Bob and Julia dashed outside into the storm. They looked for Rufus, but they could hardly see through the piercing hail and sharp winds.
Then Julia had a new idea. She hurried back inside and grabbed Rufus's favorite squeaky toy. She ran outside behind the garage, thinking that Rufus might be hiding there, sheltered by the driving winds. Julia squeezed the toy.
"Rufus can't hear the squeaky noise because the thunder is too loud," shouted Bob. "I'm getting soaked out here," said Julia. "I've got to go back inside."
"Me too. I'm coming with you," screamed Bob. "I know another loud crash of lightning boomed across the soaked front yard.
Julia and Bob slammed the front door, and Mrs. Zook came running down the stairs. The lights were back on inside the house, but the storm was still booming outside. "Where have you been?" she asked, staring at the two children.
Julia and Bob began explaining to their mother that a window in the basement had been left open. "We think Rufus jumped out the window and escaped through the open window into the storm. Now he'll be so scared with the lightning and thunder," sobbed Julia.
"We tried to find him. We looked everywhere. Blubber Bob. We even took his favorite squeaky mouse outside to see if he could come back when we squeaked it. But the storm is so loud."
Tears were streaming down Bob's cheeks, too. He looked at Julia as Mrs. Zook handed them each a tissue. "You did the best you could. Go to bed, kids," said their mother, handing them a bowl of chips and two cans of pop. "I'm sure Rufus is fine. We'll look for him in the morning." Filled with sadness, Julia and Bob walked slowly upstairs to watch some TV, and then they went to bed.
The next morning, the sun was shining through Julia's bedroom window. She lay on a pillow, thinking about Rufus. "Poor puppy," she whispered to herself. "I wonder where he slept last night in that bad storm." In the next minute, she heard... She looked up, and there was Rufus wagging his tail at the edge of her bed. He had his goofy, squeaky toy in his mouth. "Rufus, you're here. You're okay. We were so worried about you." Bob ran into Julia's bedroom and hugged Rufus.
Turns out that Rufus was hiding quietly under Mr. and Mrs. Zook's bed all along.